Episode 2754, How Sweet the Sound.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Do you hear the whispers of your name? Every day, we look forward to knowing that we are doing something great, something good, bettering not just who we are, but who others are. But does it come at a cost? How sweet the sound. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, hearing yourself recognized for your achievements, oh, how sweet the sound. But can your quest for success leave your dreams behind you instead of in front of you? You know, accolades and achievements come with a price. Some of the costs are worth sacrificing, but how far do you really want to go? You know, relationships suffer, right, due to the drive for success. The power of success is debilitating for the mind, body, and spirit as a quest for success reigns above relationships. Why do you think there are so many divorces with top-level leadership in companies, both big and small? Yes, those leaders are missing in action when it comes to their presence in the family roles, but you can't fault the lack of drive for personal success versus the increase of drive for professional success. So where does the balance come from? If you're always tuned in with how sweet the sound of you stands out, then nothing will change. At some point, you must commit to your priorities from all aspects of your life, not just the one that's easiest and more convenient. Success is not defined only by your career achievements. Success is defined by your entire life, and that includes your personal life too. At some point, you have to wake up and discover what really matters in all seasons of your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Then construct a way to savor the day. How sweet the sound of your achievements begins with a reflection in the mirror. Oh, how sweet that reflection. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. How sweet the reflection. I love what Abraham Lincoln says. Don't worry when you are not recognized, but strive to be worthy of recognition. You don't need to obtain all the medals, honors, certificates, trophies, and stickers to be successful, to have people recognize your greatness. Did you know that you're already great? You were created in the image of God. Who else do you need to say, my friend, my sister, my brother, this is who you are. I whisper your name. But we forget about it, right? Because it's our human nature. We're human beings. It's nice and it's personally rewarding to be noticed, right? I mean, come on, let's be real. Of course it is, but how far does that get you? Just the next step until you need something more? Keep going to better yourself, but don't focus on the reward at the end. You, my friend, are on a journey. Your recognition comes from your reflection. The reward comes in your journey. So, how can you take what God has given you, your gifts, your talents, everything that you are becoming, right? Because you didn't start out this way. And maybe you still have a few quirks to work on. I know I do. We're not perfect by any means, but we can better ourselves to become the best self every day, right? That's what we're aiming for, the best selfie. Who we are, who God wants us to be. But sometimes we just fall short. And sometimes we let that falling short get in the way. Or we make it up excuses. We may pretend that, oh, it's all the kids' fault. Really? I got five great excuses. Plus, I have a husband. I think a husband equals like 10 kids. I don't know. But you get what I'm saying, right? There's always going to be an excuse that gets in our way of becoming who we are. It's whether or not you're ready to say, you know, enough is enough. I need to own up to who I am now and be able to look myself in the mirror and see what God wants me to see, who I am becoming, It's going to be a job, and sometimes it's going to be a chore. But I promise you, it's doable. And so right now, when you think about leadership, stepping into who you are, right? You have to step into who you are before you can lead others. And a lot of us don't realize that. We try to lead before we become. No, it doesn't work. There's always breakdowns. You can go look it up. There are many companies out there. There are many families out there that have struggled because they have moms and dads. They have CEOs and CFOs and COOs and then all these other C names that we've come up with, like Chief Emotional Officer. Really? Is that a thing? I guess it is, instead of Chief Executive Officer. Whatever you call yourself. Maybe you are mom. Maybe you're a sister. But who are you becoming? You're on a journey. And you can't lead others in the journey that you're on unless if you become who you are. How sweet the sound, your name being whispered. Of course, it's awesome to be recognized as that. I remember we were moving from Kansas City down to Texas. And it was very interesting because it was a tougher move. And I say this, my husband was finishing up one part of his career only to move into his second part of it. So we had already been through, okay, I've got to calculate this. So we've got 8, 12, wait, is that right? 12. We were in our 13th year post high school graduation of his education. Call me crazy, but that's a lot of time. And so as we're looking to make this big, huge move, understand this. 3 children and 1 in the oven. We were on our number 4. And we had bought our brand new home, and it was wonderful. But God was calling us to move. And he called us to the East Coast to head on over to Boston. But that fell through. And so instead, he took us down to Texas. Now, I think I know why that happened. Do I know really for fact? No. But one of these days, when I get to heaven, by the way, I'm in no rush, I'll ask God and say, what was it? Show me this. What was the reason why you had this switch? But in the midst of all of this, right, it was great to know that, hey, we're going somewhere. God's got a plan for us, even though we're growing our family and it's kind of crazy and we switched things within less than 2 months. It was chaos. I had a home business. I was an entrepreneur at the time. And so we went from a 3,000 square foot house, because we had a walkout basement, it was great, to a 1,500 square foot apartment on the second floor, and there was no yard. And mind you, I had number 4 in the oven. Yes. We moved in July. He was born in October. Yikes! It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, I had to pack up everything. And I sometimes feel like all of us sacrifice something, right? We've got to pack up, or we've got to leave something behind. And I opened up my box from my years of high school and college. And I looked at everything that I saw, and guess what they were? Medals, trophies, certificates, and some of the greatest honors I've ever received were in this box. And I can remember sitting down there. I had painted in our walkout basement, our 3,000 square foot, you know, house, our first house that we bought. And by the way, we were very blessed. I mean, we got it for a steal. Seriously, we really did. And, you know, God opened up that door. But it was great for us because of the business that I was running. I was a licensed day school provider. So I was licensed for 12 children at one time. And I was always full. Very blessed to be so. But in all of that, right, you know, we had all this other stuff happening. And when we were looking at our move, I had the biggest garage sale ever because I had the day school. I mean, I kid you not, we probably made over $4,000 on a garage sale that I was selling items for $1, $2, $3 and a few bigger items at like $10, $15 because all of our stuff We had so much from the day school. And so as I was sitting downstairs where the school was, and I had painted this huge rainbow on the wall, because it was an unfinished walkout basement. And it was great. We laid carpet, you know, wall to wall. It was completely cemented, but it wasn't a finish. So we didn't have drywall up or anything like that, but it was nothing where you could get injured. It was wonderful. It was fabulous. The kids absolutely loved it. They had a whole wall they could even do chalkboard writing on and coloring on. It was a really cool place. And never have I had a place like that since then. But as I sat on the floor with my box of medals and trophies and certificates, all of these honors. I mean, I had trophies that were as tall, like 2 feet tall. And I sat there and looked at them and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I'm cutting our living down by half. We have another one on the way, and we only had a 3-bedroom apartment, and we were required to have a 3-bedroom apartment because you could have no more than 2 people in a bedroom, even though all of our kids were first grade and younger. And I'm sitting there going, what? Actually, at that time when I was pregnant, it was kindergarten and younger. So how did that make sense? But it forced us into a 3-bedroom. And I thought, okay, Lord, I have all of this stuff in front of me. All of these achievements. They weren't obtained by me. I know God helped me, quote unquote, gain them, to be honored by them. And I love them, but you know what I did with them? I threw all of them away because I had no place to store them. To this day, I know why I got rid of them. At times I think, yeah, I was sitting there and I was just plain crazy. I had so much to do, but I had no place to put them. And I didn't want to put the burden on my mom and dad to, will you save these for me and have it take up room in their storage area? And I thought, you know what? I don't need this. My leadership, what God has given me in my journey so far, all my recognition doesn't come from that box of medals and trophies and certificates and honors. It comes from God and God alone. And so I got rid of it. To this day, I only have pictures, nothing else. Now, am I sad? Well, sometimes I get, yeah, a little sad if I'm honest, because it would be nice to be able to show my kids, look what mom did here. But you know what? What's more important are the stories that I share, and that my actions and my words say more than my trophies on a shelf. What about you? Where does your recognition come from? Is it stored in a box of medals and trophies and honors that, well, maybe you look at once in a while? Is it hanging on your wall, adorned in a beautiful frame, matted gorgeously, that maybe you even spent $200 to get it done because you wanted to seal it up so it wouldn't get ruined? I know we've done that with a few of our stuff. Your recognition comes from your reflection. The reward comes in your journey. So if you're one who says, okay, Christiane, I'm ready to get rid of the box. I'm not telling you to get rid of the box, by the way. If you have those and you have a place to keep them, keep them. Because you can share it with your kids as they get older, and definitely your grandkids and your great-grandkids. But if you don't have a place, then I would say don't worry about it, because your recognition has already been given. And that's by God and God alone. But here, we've got to figure out. We've got to navigate where we're headed. And it can't be where we sit back and just say, you know what? I guess, you know, I got to have all this stuff on my shelves. I got to feel important. No. Number one, you got to feel where you want to heal. There are always areas that beat you up, or that you choose to beat yourself up over. You need to acknowledge those areas, those pain points, and sensitive circumstances so you can work through the mess in order to bless. Feel where you want to heal. That's a hard look, because that's called real life. We want to just look at that box. We want to look at that shelf and say, oh my gosh, look at me. Look at me. I could say that about this podcast. We have over 2,800 episodes now. That's crazy awesome. But does that mean anything? Unless if I'm changing lives? No, it doesn't. It doesn't really matter how many downloads I have. It doesn't matter how many people are subscribed. It doesn't matter. Of course, I appreciate if you do subscribe, by the way. And if you haven't subscribed, I would totally encourage you to subscribe. But does it really matter? No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter how many numbered episodes I have, how many video episodes we have. It doesn't matter how I started, and it doesn't matter where I am now. What matters is how I am approaching my life to better serve you. And in order to do that, I have to feel where I want to heal. I got to know where my own problems are. Where are my own mistakes? Where are my own hiccups? So I can make it smoother, first for me, and then in turn, be able to help someone else. And that leads me to number two, reflect how you want to serve. You know, showing up for others is much easier than doing it for yourself. But generosity goes both ways. You must be willing to serve yourself too, and then be ready to extend that to others. But it's got to start with you. So how can you serve yourself? When you first recognize where you feel, where you need to heal, then you can reflect on how you want to serve. So what is that next step? What does it look like? Only you can answer that. Now, yes, you can get help. You can talk to a coach. You can get a mentor. You can send me an email. There's so many things that you can do to help you work through this. But remember, your recognition comes from your reflection. The reward comes in your journey. This is a journey. This is not a sprint. Feel where you want to heal. Reflect how you want to serve. And finally, number three, see who you want to be. Reflection is a scary thing. Look at your children. That in itself is a wake-up call. I mean, because your children mirror you. Now, I know not 100%, but they're still a reflection. I remember with our first, and her little personality started coming out, and I was like, oh dear, she got that one from her mama for sure. And I'm thinking, and that wasn't the good part of mama that I'd want her to get, but she got it. And some of those things you have to work through. You also have to be real. And say, you know what, girl, you like this, but you got to get over it. This is not where you want your strength to be. You got to change a few things. So in order to become who you want to be, you must see to believe it within yourself. Are you willing to do that? Because it's amazing what you can do when you know who you see in the mirror. No surprises. Only sheer greatness in the making. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. Remember, you have nothing to prove. God has already recognized you. He whispers your name very loudly. You don't need to have that box full of stuff, because really it's stuff. You don't need to have a shelf. You don't need to have your walls adorned with all of look at me. Why not just be? Be who God wants you to be. So my challenge for you, who do you see? When you look at yourself, who do you see? And not what other people say who you are. It's easy to go, oh, well, you know, I've been told that, you know, I'm a great leader and kids just flock to me. And, oh, Christine, you're just so good with kids. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Yeah, I am good with kids. But I want to know that for myself. I can't sit here and depend upon what other people say, because guess what? Those people talking are the ones that I'm taking their care of their kids. And they get to go away for a few hours. And the kids stay with me. Oh, yeah. You know I'm great. But anybody else would be too if they were taking care of their children, because they don't have to. Right? I mean, come on. Let's be real. So don't be afraid to take some time on this. Plus, when you look at your reflection, do it at various times. Happy, mad, sad, glad. Who do you see? Because that's where you're going to end up knowing who you want to be. But I've got a caution for you. Do not fall into the trap of talking to yourself from only your feelings. Yes, own your feelings, but rely on facts. And this is hard to do. Because remember the challenge, right? Who do you see? When you're mad, oh man, you just might be going at it. You might be a mean person as you look at yourself in the mirror, tearing yourself up and down and all around. You got to be gracious to yourself, okay? You got to have grace. But at the same time, you also have to own your feelings. So don't bury them. That's not what I'm saying, because that too is not healthy. We could be here talking for hours on that alone. So own them, but rely on the facts. So when I go back and I remember my box sitting on the floor amongst a beautiful rainbow painted on a cement wall, yeah, I know who God was creating. And I know that I don't need that box anymore. Maybe it was great when I was growing up, but I've got my eyes set on heavenly goals, not goals set by me. God-sized dreams. That's what I'm going after. And if I don't watch out, I'm going to miss those dreams because I'm looking too much in that box. Own your feelings, but rely on facts. And then finally, I want you to celebrate. With every little change, celebrate who you are becoming. It's exciting. It's scary. It's a party every day. Be proud when you or others whisper your name, especially when God does. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.